All right, check 1, 2, 3, check 1, 2, 3. Okay. Even though it's early, I'm sitting here with Tim Otzinger, who officially declared his candidacy for Marion County Sheriff. Tim, primary is not until May of next year. It's March of 2009. First of all, why are you running for sheriff? And B, it's a little early for an announcement.
Well, I think number one reason I'm running for sheriff is we need an experienced law enforcement officer in that seat. Number two, the mayor needs to have somebody that can work with him as a team player and not worry about who's going to be in charge of law enforcement. We also need to look at the opportunities in regards to the jail bed space. That is a big problem right now, and that is a major responsibility of the Marion County Sheriff. I have some ideas, and hopefully we'll be able to increase the jail beds, and that will be forthcoming within the next year or so, or half year.
Obviously, the May primaries isn't until 2008. I'm sorry, not 2008, 2010. Getting my primaries mixed up here. Why announce so early?
Well, I think what the reason is because, as you all know, in Marion County, we have a slating process, Abdul. And so that's what I'm working for right now is I'm going out talking to Republican precinct committee men, the ward chairman, and business people throughout Marion County and giving them my ideas and to where we need to take the Marion County Sheriff's Department, because since the Sheriff's Department doesn't have runs for service, in other words, when someone calls 911, of course it's answered by the dispatch and communications downtown, but IMPD is sent, or the excluded cities units are sent, like Speedway, Beach Grove, and that have you. But the mission, to a certain extent, has changed. So I think the public needs to be educated on what the sheriff is responsible for today and how those can be improved, because since that mission has changed, so the vision has to change for that department.
And that was going to be my question. Now, seeing back in the old days, everybody kind of wanted to be sheriff because there was a lot of money in it. Now the sheriff's salary has been statutorily capped by the legislature. Obviously, you're not doing it for the money.
No, I'm not doing it for the money. I've been a policeman for 26 years, and it's all about public service. And I believe that I'm the most qualified to run for sheriff and hold that office because of the changes of that department, and with my 26 years of law enforcement experience, as well as many years as the assistant jail division commander, and as well as the division commander of administration dealing with the budgets. As we all know, that we're heading into some fiscal problems in 2010 due to the property tax caps, and I think we need to make sure that we have somebody that sits in that seat that has done those budgets in that department.
What about the whole issue of community corrections, private jail beds, et cetera? How does all that fit into Tim Otzinger's sort of grand scheme of things for jails and corrections?
Well, I think you, in Marion County, you have to differentiate a little bit. We have a community corrections people that sit on those boards, and they kind of run that in regards to the community corrections part of it. But the sheriff specifically is responsible for those inmates, whether it's in a private facility or not. So therefore, privatization is one thing that needs to be looked at. But at the end of the day, what really needs to be looked at is that sheriff possess the vision and the mission, and to be able to use the necessary beds that we have today to maximize those beds to make Marion County safer.
What about the other thing the sheriff does, which is court security and service of process? There have been some discussions in the world of government reform of the township constables to do that out in the township of small claims courts, bringing that in under the sheriff as a possibility. Your thoughts on those aspects of what the sheriff does?
Well, I think that, I mean, if that were to occur, I think that's a natural process, because the sheriff already does that to begin within his civil division. But right now, what I'm hearing is that as long as Representative Crawford is there, that the consolidation of any of those types of individuals will not occur. So until that happens, then I think it's a moot point to sit here and talk about that, because it's already dead in the legislature today and tonight, unless something happens. But it is a natural process. If it was to happen, then I think that's the gradual progression that should take place. That's the sheriff who does a civil process should serve those papers for the small claims courts if that's what the legislature decides.
Obviously, the sort of the political question, Tim, we're talking to Tim Otzinger, who declared his candidacy this evening for sheriff of Marion County. Marion County is a Democratic-leaning county, but Republicans can win. If you look back at the last election, Barack Obama won the presidency, but Mitch Daniels won the governor's race. 2007, the Republicans won the council. 2006, although Democrats won every council seat, Carl Brizzi did win. Prosecutor Greg Ballard is mayor. What does that tell you if you look at Marion County, at least at the very big races? Can Republicans do well here?
Well, I think you answered your own question. I mean, obviously.
Of course, it's me asking my own question.
You're Abdul. But, I think what the public wants is that they want a candidate that is very honest, that is upfront, and to tell them the tough problems. Don't try to hide anything when it regards to running your department. I agree with Mayor Ballard that there needs to be transparency in government. I mean, why should we keep things from the taxpayers who pays our salaries and who pays for those buildings downtown? So at the end of the day, I think that the reason the past Republicans have won here is because they've been very pragmatic in their approach, and they were very truthful and very honest with the voters. And I think that really resonates with young and old.
And that's something you think that'll appeal maybe to those independent voters and perhaps not so much voting party line Democrats that could put you over the top?
Yes. I mean, I have many, many groups that are traditionally Democratic supporters who are supporting my candidacy. And I think that that's the reason they do this. They're doing this is because they've known me, number one, for a long time. And number two is that they know that when I say something, I'm going to do. I think being honest and being very forthright in your approaches to solving crime, solving the problems of crimes, whether it be through crime prevention efforts or making sure there's enough jail bed space, is what the utmost importance for the sheriff of Marion County. I mean, it's unfortunate that we have this space problem, because then does that all of a sudden stop a police officer on the street from arresting somebody because there's no jail bed space? I mean, that is a big problem in Marion County, and that's what the sheriff should be concentrating on, is coming up with those philosophical and good ideas outside of the box ideas to bring to Marion County, and that's what I'm going to bring to that office.
Final question for you, Tim. Obviously, it's a long road to May of next year. There's some talk that once Bart McAtee may run on the Republican side of things, how much support are you getting from precinct committee men? Do you expect a messy primary?
Well, I mean, that's a long time. I mean, I think that, you know, this is the United States of America, and everybody's free to do with what they want to do. But like I said, we have a process here in Marion County, and we go in front of our precinct committeemen, ward chairman, and I will let them decide who's going to run for as far as a slated process from the Republican Party. And, you know, that's up to Mr. McAtee, whichever what he wishes to do. I mean, but at the end of the day, you know, I'm very highly qualified for this opportunity, and I think that people will see the difference between what my opponents and what they've done with their career and what I've done with my career, and how I believe that I'm the best person for that job.
All right. Tim Motzinger, candidate for Marion County Sheriff. Of course, we'll be talking more frequently in the future. Thanks a lot for taking a few minutes to chat.
Thank you, Abdu. I appreciate the opportunity.